You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Power Evangelism Ministries presents Piercing Darkness radio broadcast. I'd like to welcome you with its host, Apostle Ronald Solly. You're going to be blessed with an awesome prophetic message, awesome testimonies of signs, wonders, and miracles taking place in his crusades. And also, he's going to pray for your needs. So stay tuned right here on 89.9 FM WCNO as we go live in the studio with its host, Apostle Ronald Solly.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God be the glory. I want to thank all of you for joining me live on Piercing Darkness Show. We serve a mighty God. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and forever. You know, I'm driving on the streets and I don't see traffic. But, you know, one thing I can say is that a lot of people lining up on the stores to get water, you know, preparing for the, you know, the worst. But we know that God is more powerful than anything the enemy can ever do. So one thing, the word that I received for this time is fear not. So that's the word, fear not. So this program is going to encourage you, boost your faith, and then put you on the right course. It's supposed to be in the right course so you can be able to get blessed in Jesus' name. The Bible says, God is good. For the Lord is good and his mercy endures forever. Now, I want to encourage you to touch, to text, call, and don't touch that dial, but just let people know that stay tuned on this frequency, on this channel, and hear the gospel, hear the word of encouragement, and stay focused on Jesus. Because then, you know, Jesus is Lord and is coming back soon. So we have to exhort and lift them up. And the name of Jesus is above Dorian. So for those of you afraid of Dorian, tell us, know that Jesus is above Dorian. The name of Jesus is above Dorian. So put your faith and trust in God and be strong. And then you see, for those that don't know Jesus Christ, you know, they ought to be afraid because of things like this. But if you're in Christ, you cannot and you should not be afraid, because Christ handles situations, and because of the believer's prayer. You know, we prayed last night, so we stood in faith and prayed that God will intervene and move the things, change its course. I gathered a few intercessors in my office and we stood before God in prayer and prayed, and we're happy to hear the news is reporting. The thing is heading in a different direction, so keep checking it out and see what's happening. But, you know, we have to know that God is a good God. And make sure that you follow the instructions of the authorities, and whatever they tell you to do, do. You have to do that belongs to Caesar, and give to God, belongs to God. But when it comes to prayer and on your knees, God is in control, and put your faith and trust in what he says. So I encourage you to stay tuned in this broadcast, enjoy everything that's going to come through, testimonies. We had discussed about our upcoming crusade. It was a powerful prayer for people that got us touched and blessed. Because Jesus is the healer and Jesus is the deliverer. And he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. You know, he commanded the storm to cease, and it ceased. You know, the disciples saw it and wondered, what kind of authority is this? That some authority has given us, the children of God. Praise the Lord, hallelujah. So enjoy this broadcast right now, and we purpose to give God glory for everything he has done and everything he's going to do. In Jesus' mighty name. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I believe in miracles, and I believe in God, and nothing is impossible with him. When you believe, our God is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and he answers prayer. When you put your faith in him, he answers prayer in Jesus' name. So, I want to encourage you to continue to seek God and put your faith and trust him, because God answers prayer and is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Nothing is impossible. When you fear God, you put your trust in him, he will remove those hindrances, those barriers, those obstacles, because faith is what moves mountains. And with a faith, it is impossible to please God. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. They that put their trust in God ought not to be afraid. You know, because when you put your faith and trust in God, He will handle what you can't handle. So I want to encourage you to grab your Bibles and get ready to testify. Get ready to enjoy the testimonies. And as I share the Word of God with you, I believe your faith is going to go hard. In Jesus' mighty name, nothing is impossible with the Lord when you believe. Believe, and you shall receive. Seek the Lord with all your heart, and you shall find Him. Knock, and the door shall be opened. This is Apostle Sally coming to you on Piercing Darkness Show. For the next hour, you're going to be extremely blessed. And I want to encourage you to put your faith and trust in God, and you're going to be okay, and you're going to be safe for the rest of your life. You need God every day, not only in the hurricane, trying to hit the land, but you need God every day, Monday through Monday. Glory to God. We're going to go back to the studio right now, and I'm going to ask Pastor Melvin to go ahead and share something that God has laid on my heart, and I'll be back to talk to you.
Praise the Lord and hallelujah. This is Pastor Marilyn. Just really want to remind you guys, we're going to have a powerful two nights of Miracle Crusade that is coming up September 13 and 14 at the Palm Beach Convention Center. And just like to remind you not to miss it. This will be a life-changing event. It's a crusade, the power of God, and what to expect coming in these crusade. It's to just encounter God and His presence. You know, we go through life, you know, after many trials and challenges, sometimes it kind of leave us a little beaten up a little bit. So you being a child of God, being a Christian, just come and get, you know, strengthened again in the Lord, in His presence. And if you do not know the Lord, this is a starting point for you, where you come to meet the Lord and receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. To give you a bit more information about the crusade coming up, the address is 650 Okeechobee Boulevard, West Palm Beach, Florida, 334-01. And we're going to do it 7 p.m. nightly. And we also have a School of the Holy Ghost. Now, this one is very, very special, which will be taking place on Saturday in the morning before our night session. And I'll just encourage you, if you're on the area, if you want to go, it's going to be a class that Apostle Sally going to do, and to just get you a startup, you know, activate your faith in teaching about the Holy Spirit. And I had the chance to be in a class, School of the Holy Spirit, and it was powerful. Like, it was really, really powerful, talking about the Holy Spirit revelation, what the Holy Spirit does, and just go really deep into the Word. And you know, many of us we're Christian, but the Lord says, I will not leave you orphan, but I will send the Spirit, the Comforter, you know, and He's gonna teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance. And we're not supposed to live our life without the Holy Spirit. So I encourage you to just mark your calendar and just make it a trip. You know, you're on the area, it's in, you know, downtown West Palm Beach. It's kind of not that short from here. So just come with your family, just bring your friend, and it's just gonna be an amazing time in God's presence. It's free admission. You don't have to pay for admission. And if you have any more, question about it, you could just call 561-337-9018. That's also a prayer line. Or you can go online at tonightsofmiracles.com for more information. You can register. We'll return shortly. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Again, our prayer line is 561-337-9018. You can call for information, also call for prayer. We have our prayer partners standing by to pray with you. It's going to be an amazing time in the show here. We're going to share a lot of testimonies. And testimonies, we share it because the Bible says, after you overcome, you go strengthen your brethren. Testimonies are there to encourage you. You know, when we share a testimony of what God has done, you know, for us or for someone in the ministry, is to encourage, to believe God for your, you know, testimony, for a miracle. And a miracle is a divine intervention, you know, and the greatest miracle is salvation. So if you don't know the Lord, you're hearing this radio show this afternoon, you can call the number to 561-337-9018. Just call this number and just talk to someone that you want to know the Lord. They'll pray with you. They'll encourage you. So again, 561-337-9018. And also check out our website for more information. We have a lot of things on the website, even products, Apostle Sally's products, books that will encourage your faith. We have CDs, you know, DVDs, and powerful teaching. And one of my favorite teaching is exposing the spirit of Jezebel and all these, you know, teaching about faith, deliverance, even financial teachings too. Giving you biblical principles on your finances. And you can go online and check out our products and check out all these things will be really beneficial to you. God is amazing. And enjoy the show. Here's Apostle Ronald Sally.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We give God praise for this day. He has made, which we shall rejoice and be glad in it. And nothing is impossible with the Lord. 561-337-9018. By the way, just want to encourage all of you that are joining us right now. Fear not. That's the theme of our show this afternoon. Fear not. You know, I was trying to go get some water yesterday. I went to get some water from Whole Foods. And that was Thursday, yes, Thursday. There was no water. So they said the truck is going to bring in water Friday, but you had to come in the morning. So I went there at 8 in the morning to get some water. I need some water. And, you know, there was people waiting for the doors to open. And gas stations, you know, they have to provide, state troopers to provide security for trucks that are bringing gas to come in the, you know, supply gas because of the high demand. Everybody's filling up their tanks. And this lady pulled up at a gas station. We were in a line. Even a cop was in the line. So I asked the cop, why are you in line? I thought you guys have your own, you know, stations, whatever you guys imagine. Say, crew. He said, yes, starting from tomorrow, he meant starting from Friday, they'll be getting gas from their stations, you know. So it was amazing to see how people are really preparing for Dorian. And, you know, they're heading to the governor's call, which is good because, you know, it shows people listen and they follow the news and people pay attention. So lines and lines and people getting mad. One lady pulled up with a, you know, SUV and she had about 5 extra gallons for gas, you know, so in case, you know, it shuts down for a month, then, you know, she ain't going to be stuck. Generators skyrocketed and some people are selling a pack of water for $10. And that's not good to do, to price gouge. So things happening, and the demand is high. Else in my heart, the way people are preparing for this, Dorian, that's how people are supposed to prepare for the return of the Lord. You know, you have to think about it. The coming of Jesus is more scary than the Dorian or any hurricane you ever heard. If you can hear the sound of my voice, and if you don't know Jesus Christ, this is a time for you to give your heart to Jesus. And during this, don't let this broadcast end without you getting to know Jesus as your Lord and Savior. I mean, you know, the former Prime Minister of the former Prime Minister of Canada tweeted that she was happy that the hurricane was coming for direct hit on Trump Malagro. I mean, no, Trump is not in Malagro, he's in Washington. But I mean, no, she's happy that it was going to destroy that. So a lot of people are praying curses on a Trump's Malagro. But the problem is that Malagro is around this area where we are. And Power Evangelism Ministries and Apostolic, we don't believe in that kind of thing. So whenever you guys send the curses, we're going to reverse those curses. And the president's winter White House is not going to be crushed because it happened to be closer to my street. Amen. So no weapon formed against our president shall prosper. And every tongue that shall rise against him in judgment, we condemn it. And the president shall live all the days of his life in Jesus' name. Now, I'm not saying this because I'm being political. No, I'm saying this because I'm being a man of wisdom. You can't pray for the destruction of the presidential property. That's stupid. You know, you have to understand that at the end of the day, what do you gain from that? Whether you don't like him or you like him, you don't destroy his property. So we thank God because this area is going to be safe. We will not be destroyed in Jesus' name. Mm-hmm. And, you know, even the media is reporting there's been a change of course, because we gathered last night. I called people to my office. Like I told you, know, the prison palace is not far from my office. I called intercessors to come to my office because, you know, all the places, you know, are shut down. So people are evacuating, people are nervous, and they're hiding. Some of our church members, they're nurses, they've been put on 24-hour, you know, they told me, hey, I gotta go because I'm on the emergency list. Some of them, they're in the army, they're first responders, so they've been, you know, activated. They gotta go to prepare for the thing, they prepare for the worst. And, you know, so we were praying for them, releasing them to go, you know. But I gathered a few people in my office, and we prayed, and we prayed until midnight. And we're praying that God will, you know, weaken the thing. Let it change direction. Let it change course. And God answered our prayer. So this thing is heading somewhere. And that's our prayer, and that's what we're believing God for. And definitely when I come back next week here for my broadcast, I'm going to come with a testimony. And you're going to be able to say, I'm a witness that God answered the prayer. And if you're a minister there, if you're a believer, let's stand in faith and believe God. We don't need those curses being pronounced on West Palm Beach to touch down here. If they hate the president, they should repent. Don't put curses on the region because he has a palace here. You know, you don't understand. At the end of the day, Jesus is Lord and he loves this area. Glory to God. Amen. The God we serve is a good God. And I don't want nobody to be destroyed. We want souls to be saved in Jesus' name. So you're tuning into Piercing Darkness, and we have already released angels, and the angels of God are out there. We call them the weather warriors, and they're handling the business in the spirit. Glory to God. The angels will do the good job. They'll take care of the thing. Because you know what? They're more powerful than a thing. One angel alone can handle. The host of heaven are way more powerful. Now, if you're religious, and this ain't going to make sense to you because at the end of the day, you're blinded in your own religion. And if you're not a believer, this ain't going to make sense to you because at the end of the day, you're always looking for logic. You know, at the end of the day, it's what the word of God says. The Bible says, we shall decree a thing, it shall be established. And if Jesus rebuked the storm while he was on the ocean, you know, on the sea, he rebuked the storm and it obeyed. That Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And he's the one that is going to engage and execute. We saw Jesus do that during Matthew. We saw Jesus do that during Erica. And he has a plan for the thing, even today. So, bless you, you know, I'm excited about testimonies. I'm excited about the breakthrough. And I'm excited about what God is doing. It's not a work of a man, but a work of the Holy Spirit. So you're tuning in to Piercing Darkness Show. And this apostle, I want to thank God for this day. He has made. We shall rejoice and be glad. You can call for prayer 561-337-9018. 561-337-9018. That's the number you should call for prayer. Again, 561-337-9018. 1-8 And we're going to hear testimony of somebody that God touched and healed in one of our services, and I'll be back.
Éternel, béni soit l'Éternel. Pam nan pa en pile. Moi dis bon Dieu merci parce que ou konn konn m konn coude, les ma coude m pa ka virer tête moi. Tout ça m'a fait m'rete tout raide. M'a fait travail la caille moi m pa ka virer koum. Konn ya mari m di m konn ça aller nan docteur pour aller au chiropracteur pour yo konn ki sorgen en cou hier soir. Apostol dit comme ça, sou moun gen koul fè mal, mete men sou kou. Et puis mete men sou kou, mwen fè men zye, mwen kretien men mwen kounia. Gade, 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 gade mwen, gade mwen, gade mwen. Mwen di bon Dieu merci, di bon Dieu merci. Men kou mwen, men kou mwen, mwen vire kou, kou mwen pa fè mal ankon. Kou mwen pa fè mal. Kretien, se grâce. Thank you Lord, thank you Apostle. Men kou mwen. Kounia ma koud, ma pese ma koud, ma fè tout travail. Thank you, Lord.
Glory to Jesus. Can you translate what she was saying?
She had neck pain and she knows how to sew. So when she's sewing, she's not able to move her neck freely. After prayer last night, she has no more neck pain. She's free now.
To God be the glory.
For
the things he has done. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We give God praise for the powerful testimony. We thank Jesus for hearing, for healing that lady, and she's excited and she's expressive, and that's a woman that also got healed from cancer. She was suffering from cancer in a breast, which was brain. It was, she had cancer of the brain and also of the breast, and one of her breasts was cut out because of the way it was spreading fast. But the Lord healed her, and no cancer, zero trace of cancer. It's been over 11 years, and it's 12 years now. Matter of fact, it's 12 years plus. And the cancer has never come back. And it will never come back. To God be the glory. 561-337-908. This is breaking news from Power Evangelism and Piercing Darkness Show. Jesus is Lord and fear not. That's the breaking news.
I believe. I receive. I believe. I receive. I believe.
God's protection. We're Pastor Marilyn right here in the studio. She's going to share a testimony of how God delivered her back in the days before the revival began here, and what God did for her, because you know, we've been doing revival here for, you know, 12 years, and God has really protected this area from disastrous hurricanes all these years, you know, because ever since 2006 when we prayed and prophesied, we've seen the Lord's hand intervene every time. But share your testimony of what God did for you in 2005. Yes.
Yes, I'm not sure though what name of a hurricane it was, because so many has come, but it was a hurricane that had touched down here in around 2005, and it was really, really bad. So of course we got prepared. Everything is, my mom had, you know, protected the windows and all that stuff.
The hurricane shit,
on the windows. And that night before we go to sleep. I know it was the Holy Spirit, because before then I didn't really know the Lord yet, but the Bible said the Lord preserved those who will come of faith, he protect them. So it's just in my heart, I just have a do not go sleep in my room, and it was kind of a prompting in my heart, and I couldn't understand it. So I just went and laid on the couch in the living room. And that night, the hurricane, passed through. And in front of our apartment building, there was like a huge tree. And so in the morning, I mean, it was really, really bad, horrible. And we hear like a big ruckus in the middle of the night. So in the morning, when we wake up, we were wondering what was going on. In the morning, we woke up, I opened the door to my room. Literally, the tree fell like it was on my bed, like. It was just horrible. The tree literally fell in and crashed through the ceiling. And if I was laying there in the bed, it would just torn me. Like while I was sleeping, I would have died. And I remember that testimony will always stay with me. And, you know, it wreaked a lot of havoc. It was really, really bad. And I didn't know I was shaking. And I was like, wow, that's when this is something supernatural that just happened. That was a supernatural protection.
Supernatural protection. God protect, because if you had laid in that bed, you would not be talking here. So God intervened. So you have to, you know, that's why always never take it lightly when you hear God's intervention, because that was, I believe, Wilma. That was Hurricane Wilma that devastated many properties here.
Yeah.
And I remember because I did a revival somewhere in Revere Beach in 2005, and then when I came back, it was bad. Most of the properties were being destroyed, and that's coming into 2000. So when I came back to preach, I saw a lot of devastation. A lot of people's property was destroyed. But thank God, because God protected you, and now you're a preacher, you're a pastor in our ministry, and we give God glory for that. What do you want to tell people that out there think that's a joke? People just, there's this hurricane, where the focuses are trying to make money. They don't understand that it's prayer that is averting the things. Just say one word.
Yes, it's really real. And when you read the Bible, you see that even the disciples, when they find themselves in the sea and then the hurricane come, it was the Lord that stepped in and said, peace, be still, and rebuke the storm. Because you have to understand is that, you know, everything here on earth, you know, worship the Lord. So because there's rebellion around, because the Bible said creation is waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. And, you know, when there's iniquity, when there's rebellion, you know, in the land causes by us, even causes nature to even, you know, cry out because of the rebellion. So it is going to happen. But when we pray, you know, the Lord intervened, because they wake up Jesus from the boat while the Lord was sleeping. They call on the Lord. They say, do you not care that we perish? And the Lord says, where's your faith? You have to believe. And he just stand and rebuke the storm. So it's the same thing that we must do now. What happened in the Bible is the same thing. When you see these things happening, you know, you cry out to the Lord, you pray, and then the Lord going to give you the prompting, knowing that, hey, I got given you authority. Use it now. So it's the same thing, and it's real, because, you know, many different nations, even before now, they've been destroyed by tsunamis or even tornadoes,
earthquakes.
I mean, from my background, Haiti got hit by an earthquake, which was so bad. And it's till this day, you know, the nation is still in a state of recovering, you know. So those natural disasters is real. But when you're a Christian and you believe in the Lord and you cry out to the Lord says, if my people, not the world, not those who doesn't know Christ, but my people who are called by my name, you know, cry and seek my face. The Lord says what he give us. He say, I will hear from heaven and I will heal their land. Because when iniquity, when wickedness is going on in the land, it also affect the atmosphere around us. But when we as child of God, children of God, we cry out, we repent behalf on our region, we repent, the Lord able to step in and his divine protection come through.
Yes. So as we continue to pray and believe God for protection, divine intervention, I just want to let you know that let's follow all the precautions that have been given to you by the authorities. You know, put shelters on your windows and doors, and stock up the water. Do whatever you're being told to do and stay safe. But we're looking for the praise of the Lord, because guess what? You know, the testimony is going to be that, hey, you know, God intervened again, like he did when it came to Matthew, when it came to Erica.
Yeah.
So it's God is going to intervene. But I love the way people prepare, because you see, that shows you really that, you know, at the end of the day, you know, money can't stop the storm. You know, all this stuff, the technology can't stop it. The nuclear bomb can't stop it. Only God can stop
Amen.
It. And when the Lord intervenes, you know, we give God glory. So always God will send a sign that he's there. And even if people try to act like it doesn't exist, and they call it a myth, there is enough proof. So you can never say you never had the gospel. So you can never say you never knew the truth, because the truth is being preached even through the weather. The winds are preaching it to you. You know, when the Lord intervenes, when God's people pray, you know, Jesus did these mighty wonders like he did before, and he'll do it again. And we're expecting the best here. We're expecting life to get back to normal. And we know there's a Labor Day weekend, but we give God glory for what he's doing. It's amazing. So this is the best time for you to talk to somebody about Jesus. If you listen to me right now on this broadcast live, I'm coming from the studios, and I want to let you know that we do have a service tonight, and we're going to be doing an anointing service tonight at 7 p.m. We're going to anoint people, so that's, we're doing spiritual preparation, so that's going to include the anointing. So thou shalt be anointed with fresh oil. That's what the Bible says. So if you're interested to come to the service, you can come join us. It's going to be at 7. It's going to be at 7:30 p.m. in Delray Beach. That's we're going to be having our anointing service at 400 North Swinton Avenue. So I'm looking forward to that amazing goodness of the Lord and amazing hand of God moving tonight in Jesus' name. So bring the bottle of oil. We're going to anoint you, and you can take the oil and anoint your property. So if you can make it tonight, call 561-337-9018 for more information. 561-337-9018. I'll be back after this message. Jesus is Lord.
Hier soir, c'est amazing. Tout ça qui passe hier soir, c'est pareil, vous ne pouvez pas expliquer. Cause grand pile par grand pile miracle fait hier soir. Pendant que vous avez le Word of Knowledge, il dit à tout le monde qui a un disque, il dit qu'il y a un disque qui pourrit dans le dos. Et il y a un disque dans le temps d'homme. Chaque mois, baissé, il fait mal. Qu'on a baillé comme moi, nous senti une douleur dans mes temps d'homme. Et puis hier, vous savez, nous avons un dix dans le dos, bon Dieu, il dit dix là qu'on y a. Et puis dans le même moment, ma faille, ma faille baissé avec le domaine, fait tout ça, pas de café, même peine, je ne pas senti encore. Je ne bon Dieu, gloire.
Glory Jesus, I want to hear this.
Okay, last night, you had a word of knowledge of somebody who has an herniated disc.
Come here.
Was her. She couldn't bend down. She was in pain. Now she's able to bend down. She's fine.
I cannot hear. Yes, I want to hear in the monitor, please. Go ahead.
You had a word of knowledge last night of somebody who had an herniated disc. After prayer, she could bend down, whereby she could not do that before. Now she's able to bend down. She has no pain.
Show them. Look at that. No pain. To God be the glory.
To God be the glory. Hallelujah for this testimony. Jesus is Lord, and nothing is impossible with him. All things are possible. I was just checking out the news here as we talk about this weather. It says Dorian shifts towards the Carolinas and Georgia. Wow. Now, you know, this shifting, that doesn't just happen. God is doing something. So we're really, thanking God for protecting us. In Jesus' name, glory to God. Don't miss the anointing service tonight. Yes, we're going to be anointing you. So, you know, it's an opportunity for you to receive that blessing in Jesus' name. And the best is yet to come. We give God praise. 561-337-9018. You can call that number, the prayer line for prayer. God answers prayer, and nothing is impossible with him. All you have to do is to believe. The best is yet to come.
Soit l'éternel. Je dis bon Dieu merci parce que je n'ai pas de carte à l'école. Ce qu'on a là, bon Dieu nous fait porte pour Dieu là, il travaille à tout dado. Ce qu'on a mon carte à l'école. Je dis bon Dieu à l'école, je dis bon Dieu merci pour ça.
Hallelujah! Respond to your cry. It is a cry of faith. Word of God comes to release faith in you.
Come here. I was standing there, and the Spirit of God whispered to me to pray for your voice. Is your voice back?
No.
Now you know she's in the choir, and she lost her voice. So what happened? Why did you lose your voice?
Just gone.
You wanted it back? All right, lift your hands up. Close your eyes. Kerebo tan kante, kelebo sente mbrakala la kante. Je prakete mbrakala la se, yete mbrakata lekoton. God, I release a creative miracle on our vocals. In Jesus' name, I release a creative miracle on our vocals. On her vocals. Drink. Create a miracle. Glory to Jesus. While we're getting an offering ready, Brother Jeffrey is going to show us a video here. Jesus. Jesus.
Jesus.
What a shout! What a shout!
Hallelujah. We'll give God praise for the testimony. 561-337-9018. Call for prayer. We want to start with you. See, that's what the Lord does. She came to the voice, to the service, having lost her voice. And the Lord gave her her voice back instantly. That's what Jesus does when you believe him. So when you, all you have to do is to believe, and the Lord will do the rest. And nothing is impossible with God. All things are possible when you believe. When you believe, all things are possible. Just have to believe, and then God will be glorified. That's what we're doing here. Is we want to invite you to come to our service tonight. We're going to be doing anointing service. So if you want to make it, you're welcome to do so. It's going to be in Derry Beach, 400 North Swinton Avenue. It's Derry Beach, 400 North Swinton Avenue at 7:30 p.m. So come and get anointed. And Jesus is Lord. Nothing is impossible with him. And our God is an awesome God. We believe in God that he'll take care of everyone in this region for his glory. I've been, a lot of my friends have been contacting me from out of state, make sure we're okay, family, and yeah, we're okay. And we prayed and we believe in God that this area is safe and secure. But, you know, just continue to take the precautions. And those who have faith, you know what it means. You know, continue to storm the heavens and let God. You know, I was checking out the news clip here. It says Dorian shifts towards the Carolinas and Georgia. It says South Carolina's governor has declared a state of emergency. These are strange hurricanes. I mean, you know, strange headlines. That's what I meant to say. You know, they don't know what's happening. The weather forecasters are confused because they can't see in the spirit. I mean, we know how to pray. We storm the heavens and we let God handle the business. So they were praying doom on the winter White House. But I mean, you know, their evil prayers were not answered because God doesn't allow stuff like that. We don't want this area to be under the water, because what you don't understand, this area is so much close to the ocean. So if the water rises, a lot of property and people will be destroyed. We don't need that. So we don't have time for nonsense. We want the area to prosper. You know, we want this area to really be, you know, hear the gospel. We have a crusade coming up 2 weeks from now. So it's on schedule, and it's on schedule. Like, just like I said, the crusade is on schedule. Nothing has changed, and nothing going to change. We're on schedule because God already planned it. And if you have seen them, if you have heard the promos, if you've had the announcements, you've seen it on the highways, it's still on schedule. We're doing it as planned on the 12th, on the 13th and the 14th, excuse me. Our crusade is on the 13th and the 14th of September, this month coming up. So go to twonightsofmiracle.com to get more information about the crusade. I believe in miracles and I believe in God. Nothing is impossible. People are coming in from all over. They've already booked their flights, so everything is fine. And we look forward to see you in this crusade. It's going to be amazing. I believe in miracles, and I believe in God. So get your Bibles and get ready, because I'm about to share the word of God, and believe God to touch you and to bless you, because he's the same yesterday, today, and forever, and nothing is impossible with him. I'll be back after this message. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We give God praise for this day He has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Nothing is impossible with the Lord. All things are possible with them that believe. I believe that God's hand is on this broadcast right now to deal with the fear factor that is in the region. We want to address that today. Why are you afraid? Because it's the human way of thinking that sets this fear factor to become the way of thinking for most humans. And when you look at the way things are happening, it's going to cause you to be afraid. You know, people are afraid of terrorism, they're afraid of hurricanes, and they're afraid of everything. But God's word says, fear not. And the Bible says, perfect love cast out all fear. So when you love God, all fear will be gone. So click this broadcast right now and share it. If you're watching me on social media, if you're hearing me on radio, just go ahead and let people know about what God is doing through this broadcast. That way they can be part of what God is doing in Jesus' name. God is a good God. And grab your Bibles right now as we get ready to go into the Word. And because I want to share something with you that's very important from the Scripture as we deal with the fear situation that is going on. Because a lot of you are afraid and panicking. And but God is a good God, and everything is going to be all right in Jesus' name. Let's start the book of Jeremiah, chapter 3. Chapter 33, excuse me. Yeah, Jeremiah chapter 33. Yes, our God answers prayer. Jeremiah chapter 33. Let's see what God says. 561-337-9018. We have a prayer line. You can call the prayer line. And if you need prayer, we'll stand with you in prayer and encourage you. It says, call unto me and I'll answer thee. It says, call to me and I'll answer you and will tell you great and hidden things which you have not known. And the King James says, call unto me and I'll answer thee, and I'll show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Which thou knowest not. The things which you do not know, that God wants to you to know. So, but he was is waiting for you to call unto him. So, in a time of distress, you call unto the Lord. In a time of fun and joy, you call unto the Lord. Whatever time you get, you should call unto the Lord. And he will answer. So whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Now, some people don't know how to call unto the Lord. They just caught up in carnality or in fear or in a sense. It doesn't make sense to call unto the Lord. Yes, that's the best thing you can ever do is to call unto the Lord. Whoever shall call upon the Lord shall be saved. So we have to call unto the Lord with our heart in faith and in believing. And he will bring restoration and deliverance upon all those that believe. So I'm excited about the privilege and opportunity God has given us as his children to lift him up in this day and hour and glorify his name. So Jesus is Lord, and his mercy endures forever. But how do you call unto the Lord when you're not living right, if you're not born again? Can he hear you? Well, you have to remember that repentance is not only for Christians. Is also for the non-believer. If the non-believer repent and turn from the wicked ways, God says, I'll forgive their sin and will heal the land. So we know that God is merciful to the righteous and to those that are not righteous. If they give their heart to Jesus, confess their sin and repent, God is willing to forgive and heal the land. So that's what the Lord says in his word. He's a merciful God, that none should perish. So the gospel must be preached. The souls may be saved. So you don't have to wait for things to happen that are scary. Then you get your life right. You could do that right now and make your commitment to Jesus. But God has given an invitation to call unto him. So God has to be called upon. And that's what you're supposed to do, is to call upon the Lord. And not just only when you need something, but let that be your daily life way of thinking. So I want to encourage those of you that are young in faith to know that God hears prayer when we call upon him. So start calling him and let him be glorified, because he's God and he's not man to lie. So the mercy of God endures forever. God has to be reverenced. You know, you reverence him when you call him. You approach him in humility, not in religion, but also you have to do it in faith. Because without faith, it's impossible to please God. So if you want to get God's attention, you have to do it out of faith, not doubt or fear, but you have to do it out of faith. So we're studying the scripture on how to call upon the Lord. It's going to give, and it's, God says, I'll show you great and mighty things which you do not know. So whatever you don't know that you need to know, you will know when you call upon the Lord. So whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. So how do you call upon the Lord? You do it out of faith. You do it out of intimacy. And you do it out of perception. So in the book of Luke chapter 10 verse 19, there's something powerful here about this scripture. The Bible say in verse 19, behold, I have given you authority to tread upon serpents. And giving you authority to tread upon serpents and scorpions, of all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall hurt you. So nothing shall by any means hurt you. So you need to call upon him when you need deliverance. You need to call upon the Lord when you need healing, restoration, when you need protection, when you need wisdom. You need to call upon the Lord. He will answer you. So he said, I give unto you power to trample upon serpents and scorpions, of all the power of the enemy. So God put you on earth here with a rescue plan. You just have to follow the game plan that he has given you. So there's a rescue plan that God has for all those that are here on earth that love him. You know, if you love him, he has a rescue plan for you, and you just have to follow the rescue plan and you'll be all right. So he says, trample upon serpents and scorpions, of all the power of the enemy. So what are you dealing with in life today? Are you depressed? Are you oppressed? Are you tormented? Are you stuck in sin, iniquity? Are you battling depression? What is going on in your life that is hindering you? What is going on in your life that is being used by the enemy to block you from walking in integrity, walking in authority, walking in supernatural wisdom? That is what God's going to deal with. So the Lord is going to deal with all the things that are hindering you, the hindering voices, the hindering forces. In this battle, you just have to put your faith and trust in God and let him fight for you, because God will vindicate you. He will deliver you no matter what the enemy does. Serpents, you should trample upon serpents and scorpions. You walk on top of their head. You trample upon them. So whatever the enemy throws at you, you have to speak the word of God. You have to address it with scripture. You have to address it with the authority in God's word. The wickedness, the deception, the unbelief, the doubt, all those wicked things that are being thrown at you by the enemy, you address them with the scripture and with the authority that is given to us in God's word. So the Lord wants every child of his to become a child of faith and no fear. Perfect love casts out all fear. When you love God, you will not be afraid, because the love of God is boldness. Perfect love casts out all fear. So stop being tormented by the spirit of fear. Stop being tormented by the spirit of fear, because fear is out to block you, to draw you into stagnation, to draw you into torment. And it's a tormenting force. You don't have to be afraid. You just have to put your faith in God and trust him, because God is not meant to lie. He says, call unto me. So it's better for you to call unto the Lord than to be afraid. And in Isaiah chapter 41 verse 10, the Bible say, fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I'll strengthen you, I'll help you, I'll uphold you with my victorious right hand. So if you're there and you're afraid, you know, you're afraid maybe you're not going to see your grandkids again. Maybe, you know, you're wondering what's going to happen. You know, God is going to strengthen you for battle. What you're dealing with is not as you know, is not gonna get its intention, because the enemy is using it to scare you. But God wants you to put your trust in Him. So, how do you call upon the Lord? You have to repent. You have to reconcile with God. Repentance begins with admitting that we are wrong. We're sinners. We need His mercy. And then number two, you have to do it out of faith. You can't be afraid of what you're praying against. You can't be afraid of what you're dealing with. You have to put your faith in God. Learn to release your faith, because God is a good God. Hallelujah. I decree and I declare that fear will not grip your mind, because fear is a snare. When you allow fear to stay in you, it's a snare that will hold you in that drench. And it's like a dungeon. When you live in fear, fear is going to hold you in that perplexion, confuse your mind, and constantly hold you down in a grip. And those who are afraid and cowards cannot inherit the kingdom of God. You can only inherit God's kingdom and the benefits of His kingdom in faith and not in fear. So perfect love casts out all fear. When you put your faith and your trust in God, fear will not rule over you. You know, perfect love casts out fear. So some of you are afraid of debt. You're sinking in debt. All you see is debt. Jehovah Jireh is still on the throne and He provides. He will supply your need. He provides for you. He takes care of His children. You see, the danger that most people face today is when they allow the thought patterns of procrastination and fear to endanger their perception of who God is. Because now you think that God can't do it, He can't come through. You see, when you begin this journey of faith, you're supposed to take it daily. You have to develop. When a child learns to crawl, they pull stuff, get off the belly, and begin to move, crawling. And then they get up, they take one step, two step, they fall, get up, until they begin to get balance. That's what you're supposed to do. Don't let fear overwhelm you. Keep taking that step of faith and allow God to teach you to get balance, so you can win in these battles. There are many things God wants to accomplish in your life, but you have to put your faith in Him. So we're going to pray for you that God will deliver you today, and God will set you free in Jesus' name. And nothing is impossible with the Lord. We're dealing with the strong man called fear that's trying to grip people in this land because of what's happening. And I'm going to be back again after this moment. I'll be back. Praise the Lord, hallelujah. This apostle is back right now again to give you the breaking news. This is the breaking news. Fear not. Don't be afraid. Isaiah 41 verse 10. Fear not. He says in His word, that's what I have for you. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I'll strengthen you. I'll help you. I'll uphold you with my victorious right hand. I believe you've been blessed by this word. Take it serious and let God be God, and let the devil be a liar and defeated in Jesus' name. So take your eyes off the storm and put your eyes on Jesus. There are storms in life, they will never win. Go to our website, www.pyevangelism.net, and want to invite you to our anointing service we have tonight at 7:30 p.m. It's going to be in Derry Beach, 400 North Swinton Avenue. Go to our website to get more information about it, www.powerevangelism.net. And to have the information about it, go to our event page, you'll be able to see it. And also, I want to remind you, we have a crusade 2 weeks from now. Our crusade is going to be at the Palm Beach Convention Center. You're all invited. Jesus is going to be glorified in that crusade. We have 14 days left before the crusade. So I look forward to see you in this amazing event. Matter of fact, it's 13 days left. So you'll have less than 2 weeks. So mark your calendar. I look forward to see you at the amazing two nights of miracles crusade. Jesus is Lord. Amazing things happen when we're in the kingdom of God as we advance and possess the land and lift up Jesus. You know, God is glorified. So he's a merciful God, and he's the one that heals. He's the one that does the wonders. He's the one that delivers. He's the one that sets the captives free. So put your faith and trust in him today, and everything will be all right with you in Jesus' name. Now, we do have a prayer request tab on our website. I want to encourage you to go to our website and submit your prayer request, your family member's name, and we're going to be praying. So if you can hear the sound of my voice, if you're here in this state or you're in any state where you can hear the sound of my voice, we're going to be having an anointing service tonight, the next few hours. So just go to our website and sign up, submit your prayer request. That's what I meant to say. Submit your prayer request on our website. We have a prayer request tab, and just submit your prayer request. We're going to be praying for you and believe God to bless you and to move in your life, and also to cover your family in prayer. If you're out of state, if you can't make it, if you're very far from Dara Beach, we're going to stand with you in prayer. And if you want to also support our ministry, go ahead on our website. There's a donation button. Click that and sow into the ministry, and God is going to bless you in Jesus' name. We also want to encourage you to mark your calendar and not miss this crusade that is coming up. It's going to be super amazing. What God's going to do is super amazing for his glory. This apostle coming to you live from the studio. I want to make an altar call for salvation. That would be very wrong if I don't do it on this broadcast. If you don't know Jesus in your heart, simply say for me, Lord Jesus, I invite you into my heart. Repeat those words loud and clear. Come into my heart and save me. I repent, renounce my sin and my iniquity. Dear Lord Jesus, remove my name from the book of death. Write my name in the book of life. I accept you in my heart as my Lord and my Savior. I am born again in Jesus' name. If you receive Jesus in your heart, now you're born again. Stay in Christ, because he's coming back soon in Jesus' name. Amen. Read your Bible, pray every day, and go to church and grow in Christ in Jesus' name. We have a prayer line you can call even after the broadcast. It's 561-337-9018. 561-337-9018. And please tell somebody about this broadcast. This is a wonderful show that comes every Saturday at this time. And let them know not to miss it. Just set it on the calendar. And I look forward to see you at our crusade that's coming up 2 weeks from now. TonightsAmiracle.com. And Jesus is Lord. Once again, write to me on P.O. Box 221-661, West Palm Beach, Florida, 33422. 221-661, West Palm Beach, Florida, 33422. And that's our website, pyevangelism.net. I look forward to see you in one of our services or to hear from you in one of our crusades. The best is yet to come, and nothing is impossible with the Lord. This is Apostle Ali coming to you live from the studio, and I've come to the end of my time on this air. God bless you. See you again next week. Jesus is Lord. God bless.
Thank you for tuning in today's broadcast brought to you by Power Evangelism Ministries, Piercing Darkness, with your host, the Apostle Ronald Solly. For more information about Apostle Ronald Solly or our ministry, like him on Facebook, follow him on Twitter, or watch his live feeds on Periscope, or go to our website, powerevangelism.net, or call us 561-337-9018. Thank you for tuning in, and don't miss next week's show. It's going to be exciting and life-changing right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. This is Piercing Darkness and your host, Apostle Ronald Solly. God bless each and every one of you for tuning in and listening. We'll see you next week, same time, same station.